Everybody, my name is Allie Skoglund, and I'm here today with Reagan. And we are going to be talking about innovative educators and grant projects that we will be writing and pursuing for our classrooms.
Just a little bit of background on both of us. Allie is currently a second grade teacher in Tampa, Florida, and I am currently a teacher's assistant at a school for children who have special needs up in New York.
Yeah, and we have been both pursuing education for a while. We've always known that's what we wanted to do. And we just finished our degree at the University of Tampa, where we got a lot of knowledge on how to become innovative educators. And that is what has helped us start our grant writing process. I am writing a grant that specifically goes for my school's magnet program, which is a medical magnet program. And I'm looking into finding different ways to introduce AI and more virtual reality into the school so that the students could have VR experiences within the medical program. Reagan, what are you doing for your grant writing project?
So my grant writing is more just kind of fo it's focusing on social emotional learning. We previously have taken a class that was all about social emotional learning, and what I'm doing actually is I'm doing integrating technology with social emotional learning. So my grant idea is bringing in virtual reality scenarios, but for social emotional learning instead of the medical aspect as you're doing. But I think with today's the way that today's world is, these kids are so dependent on technology, and sometimes we really look at technology as like a bad thing. But I think if we take it and we really use it to our strengths, then it can make our students not so dependent on technology, but it can really enhance their skills in other areas of the classroom, such as social emotional learning.
I absolutely agree with that. I feel that a lot of my students really understand video games, and that's a lot of the conversation that they want to talk about. So that's why I wanted to pursue a grant project that had some type of video games involved. And I feel that VR is the best way to do that. And I really like that we both chose a way to integrate technology and what our students like, but in to two totally different lights. Part of my research for my project, I found that actual medical programs are using VR headsets to teach their surgeons and train them. And that might be a little advanced for my students, but I think there's definitely ways to make that more age appropriate for my school setting. Is there anything that's being done with social emotional learning on VR that you found, Reagan?
I didn't really find anything on it, but it definitely is something that could, I think, easily be implemented if the right people kind of get together and discuss about the benefits it could have. It can introduce students to so many different scenarios that they may come across as a fifth grader or an eighth grader or in school, outside of school, in sports, in like just life in general. So I think it's definitely something that if it has, from what I looked up, it hasn't been really talked about, but if it definitely is something that can be really, really beneficial to the classroom, especially because students are so into virtual reality and the video games and technology. It just automatically keeps them engaged and it catches their attention from the beginning. And then it lets you facilitate conversations where they actually want to participate in the conversations.
I love that. I think that's so smart. And it also just shows that if we can get these technologies into our schools, there's so much that can be done with them. Like my example is just one that specifically works for my medical magnet program at my school, but yours could work for any school. And I'm sure that so many other educators would come up with other ideas on how to use a VR headset and maybe in something even as like an interactive play reading or something in poetry or literature class or something like that. I don't know if there's anything else that came to your mind, but that was something that I was thinking about.
Yeah, so there was one thing that I thought was really interesting. It was more from the teacher side. The teach so like as teachers, we can use it to kind of go through scenarios that we may come across as teachers. So, for example, at the school that I work at, there are many students who have behaviors. So it would be before working there, it would have been kind of cool to go through like a virtual reality of like what I might experience in a day at a school such as mine, because it's very hard for me to explain to people what I do and how severe it may be in terms of behaviors. But it definitely is something that I think would be great for professional development or just showing people what like the school community is like, so you can make it specific to the school or to the classroom for teachers. And then I think it was cool to think about how students can kind of come up with their own scenarios and kind of facilitate discussions and obviously discuss with people who make the scenarios for virtual reality and like discuss how it would look and have other students go through it to see like maybe what another student has experienced before and kind of let the students be their own leader in the lesson and just learning those different social emotional skills like problem solution, conflicts, and such as and like making decisions and things like that.
I really like that idea too, and I think that's a perfect way to kind of tie into the research that I was seeing. It also could be teacher training, and they're even using it for doctor training. And I just think there's so much that VR can do, and there's so much that hasn't even been made or discovered yet. And I really think that it's an up and coming industry. And I think tying it into education, I think a lot of teachers would just really come up with so many different things that they could do. And I think in the example that you were just saying of the teacher training of behaviors and problem and solution, not only is it good for the students, but for up and coming teachers, I think that training would be so beneficial. And something that I would have really loved to engage in undergrad, and if we were given that opportunity. I think it's really cool seeing educators in this light and with the grant writing and being innovators, just the different things that people are coming up with. For example, we're just two people that came up with these two specific ideas. But if we got this out to more people, I think there's just so much that could come of it.
Yeah, I definitely think while I was doing my research, there was a statistic. It was 72 or 75% of teachers think that technology is beneficial in the classroom when it's used the right way. So I definitely think we can bring in this technology and we can have students go through the scenarios of the virtual reality, whether it's medical or the social emotional learning, and then have them reflect back on their decision makings and have conversations in small groups and whole groups. And I think it really brings about even as you doing it in the medical sense, it will still help their other academic areas and social emotional learning areas. It really brings the whole classroom together in terms of content because it lets you hit so many different things while keeping students engaged the whole time because children nowadays are very dependent on technology and they know how to use technology so well.
100%. I think you kind of just sparked another conversation idea in my head about the positives and negatives of technology in education and in a school setting. That was something that I also was researching while doing this project, and I found that it's so 50-50, where there's so many negatives and there's so many positives. But I think if we really focus on the positives here, I think there's so much, like you just mentioned, that technology is good for in the classroom. And I really like how you tied in that the working together aspect and those small group conversations, that's building so many skills for our students by just starting the conversation with the technology. There's so much that can come from it. And I know personally at my school site, the technology that we have is really up and coming. And we were just given new screens and things like that that are so interactive. And all the students want to do is use it. And I feel like there's just so many positives. I don't know if there's anything specific that your school site has, especially with the different behaviors.
So, not in terms of behaviors, but I do work with students who are nonverbal. So, in terms of technology, a lot of my students are much better. So, there's a PEX board that some students use that have little icons that they use to like tell us what they want. But a lot of students are, as they get older, they're using iPads and they're so individualized to them. So, for example, one student's reinforcement, she may love to lay down, but another student loves to look at herself in the mirror. So, it really allows you to communicate with students in different ways. So, I think just utilizing technology and realizing the strengths that it can have while also being mindful of some of the weaknesses it may have in terms of children being dependent on it. I really think there's obviously a balance, but once we learn the balance, it could really, really make the engagement in our classroom so much more just because students already know and understand technology. Growing up, it took me until my freshman year of college to feel I was like an efficient typer. But like some of these young students, they might feel efficient like efficient typers in sixth grade because they're so used to computers and iPads and such. So I think technology can really help the classroom as long as teachers, admin, and such really work together to make sure that that balance is hit.
I absolutely agree. I think that's such a good conversation, and I think that's a really great place to leave off. I feel like education and technology are really becoming one in one, and I think there's a lot more that we could say about this, but I think that these VR grants could really be something for our schools.
Yeah, definitely. And I think both they could be used in so many different ways. Like your VR grant could be used in elementary school all the way to college and medical, as you said, medical school. So, and then the social emotional learning, most kids don't even realize that they're what social emotional learning is. It's just kind of embedded into the classroom. So I think it could be used throughout so many different age groups, which is really nice.
I agree. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon. I don't, oh.